all things are happening. God's on the move. The enemy's being exposed, dismantled, driven out, pulled down. But he always keeps perking up his head, doesn't he? Until his head gets cut off. Yeah. And that's the process that we're going through. But God is still on the throne. He's controlling everything. And his people are going to have control soon. Because there's got to be a lot of dismantlement. We talked about the only way to dismantle the enemy is to dismantle him financially. Amen? Because power is money to them. And power in the world is money. Without money, they don't have power. They don't have influence. They can't blackmail anybody. They can't pay them off. Because money is provision, but it's actually false provision. God makes a way for me and you no matter what. Whether we're wealthy or we're broke. He always makes a way. Somehow, some way, things just happen. If you're a person of prayer and you connect every single day, God makes the way. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Would you turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, in verse 1. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Thank you, Master. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, that's happening still, isn't it? It's called abortion. Yeah. People don't realize these things. See, she was to give birth, and they're still birthing children. Why? Because the body of Christ is her now. Is everybody with me? Verse 5, she bore a male child who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then a woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Well, his angels are principalities and powers of darkness over cities, countries, nations. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night have been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. How many of y'all know he knows he has a short time? He is doing everything he can, all the powers of darkness. Remember, the birth was the birth Christ. Christ was going to birth the body of Christ. That's why he was pierced on the side. What happened to Adam? Remember Adam? Rib was taken out of his side, and Eve came, the woman. It's the same thing when Jesus was on the cross. There was a spiritual birth. Jesus was pierced on his side. Water and blood came out. That was the beginning of the birth of the body of Christ. From that point on, the birth has been continuing on. Every one of us in the body of Christ is pregnant. We constantly give birth. We're calling those things that are not. We're calling those things in heaven that though they are, bringing them into the physical realm. That's why prayer releases. Your confessions, amen, bring possession. And everything that you are decreeing brings a release. You may say, well, I didn't see it. You don't have to see it. You have to believe it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. The great deceiver and his angels are constant against the body of Christ. Amen? They hold political seats by their offspring. Offsprings, demons, devils, Luciferians, they're all a part of the dark world. They're all a part of their carnal world. They don't want the world to change. They want to stay hidden as much as they can. So they move from one place to another. Humans, businesses, banks, financial. They create wars. Why? Because they open portals by a large bloodshed. Let's go to Revelation 6. Tonight's teaching is called False Rider. Or you might say false writers. Are writers, not writers. Revelation 6, verse 1. I want to share some things about the seals. Hallelujah. Now, the seal that is broken is the removal of divine restraints. When God breaks a seal, it's the removal of divine restraints. Does everybody understand? Why? Because then things are going to happen. Now, it all doesn't happen underneath the same seal at one time. It is the process. 2026 is a foundation of the beginning of the end. Amen? So we're going to watch. We are actually seeing seals being broken, but only partial are being released. The fullness of a seal will not be fully released. I really believe that the body of Christ has to be removed. But anyways, hallelujah. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a loud voice, like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. Now, the white horse is a false rider, causing deception in all the earth. Again, the seal that is broken is the removal of divine restraints. The author of this rider is the Nephilim race. Does everybody understand? The author of the rider is the Nephilim race. Why? Because these are offsprings. And who is the head of the Nephilim race? Satan. Amen. So this is a false rider. Does everybody understand? And what's his purpose? Is to raise his race, the author of the Nephilim race, are demons and humans and in human form. Artificial intelligence, AI. Look at the media. Man, you can look at some of those people. Those journalists and news reporters are not human. Some are, some aren't. some of these actors, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but some of them flicker, one eye flickers one way, turns left, while they're still going straight. And it ain't because of drugs. It's because of a presence of evil. Hallelujah. So we're seeing it happen in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. I'm going to say false writers, because there's a lot of false writers out there. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 12. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Praise God. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are what? False prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Does everybody understand what was just spoken by Paul? He's saying, man, we're dealing with shape-shifting demonic forces that can change how they look. That's amazing. But God knows it all. Amen? He sees it all. There's nothing hidden. False prophets, false teachers, false leaders, false religion, false realities, keeping themselves hidden from the carnal, into the carnal. What is it they want people not to be able to understand these things. But only those that are believers can understand these things. He keeps them from seeing and keeping them in a humanitarian, in a human state of carnal world view. They have a carnal world view of everything, no spiritual view. They might call themselves spiritual, but they have no idea what's what. The only reason why they call themselves spiritual is because they've invited more demons in them. Hallelujah. They believe the less they know of the unseen world, the better. Many people are like that. Amen. I mean, there are people that I try to tell them something. I don't want to hear it all that. They don't. Why? Why don't you want to hear it? Because I just don't want to know about that stuff. Because they live in fear. They think if they don't know, they're not accountable. I tell them, well, you're going to be accountable whether you know it or not. You're going to still stand before God. Amen. They will be slaughtered with the wicked also. They believe that the less they know the unseen world, the better, but they will be slaughtered with the wicked also. They will not escape. Nobody escapes. Revelation 6, verse 3. False writers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 6, verse 3. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. When he opened the second seal, I heard him say, come and see. Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, that the people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword to kill one another. You know, the peace was removed. I don't know if you remember or not, but when COVID hit, there was a lot of peace removed, you know. The red horse, fear replacing peace. Hatred replacing love. The Bible tells us that the love will grow cold. Amen. In the latter days, the love of many will grow cold. Again, the peace has been, there isn't peace. People talk about it. There's a lot of false peace. Sometimes the only peace you get is when you go to sleep. And sometimes there ain't peace in those dreams either. There's attacks. Amen? Glory to God. The red horse, representation of fear, replacing peace and hatred. People's loves growing cold. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 1. Is anything representing now? All of it is. It's all representing now, the time we're in now. Remember, 2026 is the beginning, the foundational beginning of the end. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. We in the last days? Are there perilous times? Yeah. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but denying its power from such people, do what? Turn away. Perilous times, we're in it. Why? Because the first two seals have been broke. Revelation 6, 5. Again, a seal can be broke, but the fullness of that seal will not be fulfilled. But there'll be parts of it, won't there? In Revelation 6, in verse 5, let's speak it. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine." Now look at, there's, you gotta go deep in this one. We have economic instability right now. Amen? There's economic instability. Now think about this. Two things he said, protect the oil and the wine. What was protected when COVID hit? Liquor stores. I mean, there was no going to school. There was no going here. There was no going there. But you could go to a liquor store at any time. It was protected by the powers of darkness. What's protected now? Oil. All over the world, it's being protected. Does everybody understand that? and a denarius is a day's wage all day from sunset to sundown. Sunrise to sundown. That's how they worked at that period of time. They worked all day long. So things are getting a little crazy, aren't they? Oh, hallelujah. Economic instability, still protecting the oil and the liquor stores. Hallelujah. You know, again, this is not a political war. It's a biblical war. Biblical war, but still, there is... We've come from political to personal. It's just conflicts in families. From political to personal. I mean, I got family members that don't mention anything political. They might black out, pass out, freak out. So things have gone from political to personal. It's more of a personal thing now than just political. I mean, you can't go out there and talk about politicians or political events or what's going on, or people get personal because of the forces of demonic activity that's being released. In Revelation 6, verse 7, when he opened up the fourth seal, is everybody there? Oh, sorry. Hallelujah. When he opened up the fourth seal, I heard the voice of four living creatures saying, come and see. So I looked and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was what? Death. Is there a lot of death going on? Look how many people are dying in Iran. Look at all these wars. Not only how much did COVID kill, look at how much it's still killing from people who have been vaccinated. See, people aren't counting those things. They're not really seeing these things. How much death has manifested in this country just in this year alone and in the last year. And it says, and Hades followed with him. Why? Because where does devil want people to go? Hell. So think about all the people that have rejected Christ that have died and gone to hell. All over the world. From sickness, from disease, from accidents, from murder. All over the world. And the power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger and death, and by the beasts of the earth. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? The pale horse, death and Hades, or hell, was open to receive the souls that rejected Christ. It is spreading because of the media. Doesn't report it. The media doesn't report the things that's really going on. They lie. They keep people in a great deception. And people, I mean, you try to change, tell people to change the station and watch something else. Get off of CNN. Gosh, get off of MSNBC or whatever it is. Get off of these secular stations that lie to people. They've bitten the bait, and now those spirits from them have come into them. Individuals following that deception. Now they're deceived. The veils have been put on them. They can't see clearly. That's why one of the things that happens when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, the scales come off your eyes. And that's where religion prevents people from getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, because the scales are still on their eyes. Hallelujah. Glory. Matthew 7, verse 13. Oh, we're watching false writers. Matthew 7, verse 13. Everybody there? Enter the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, or where? Hell. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who what? Who find it. Difficult is the way. It's easier to go to hell than go to heaven. And the Bible tells us that you'll know them by their fruit, but you'll know them by their choices. Because fruits are choices, aren't they? Everybody okay? You'll know them by the words they speak and the choices they make. Revelation 6 and 9. Hallelujah. It says, when he opened up the fifth seal, I saw under the altar of the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. This is the altar under under the altar of heaven. So they are under the main altar. You can't get any closer to the Lord. Think about that. Except for being on the altar. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" They want vengeance. Then a white robe was given to each one of them. And it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. So there was a number of deaths, but the testimony and witnesses of those who carried the truth before this can be completed, before the vengeance of God can be fully released. Does everybody get that? So there's a number of, God has a number of how many individuals that are his servants and his witnesses that are going to die before he releases the fullness of vengeance. Hallelujah. Yeah. Matthew 24. That was the fifth seal. Matthew 24, verse 9. Jesus told them and warned them. He said, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and will what? Kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will what? Grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel, the kingdom, will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." Wow. Revelation 6:12. Sixth seal. Hallelujah. "And I looked when he opened up the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. The stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has what? Has come. And who is able to stand?'" Wow. "And who is able to stand? And after these things I saw four angels standing at four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth." This is the seventh seal. Seal of Israel. "That the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, 'Do not harm the earth and the sea or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.' And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. The tribes of Israel were sealed. These are ones that have not defiled it. They are here alive right now. Does everybody understand that? I mean, we are grafted in, but we're not the originals. We are Gentiles who became grafted into the Jewish traditions. Because it says here, from the tribe of Judah, they were sealed, from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, from the tribe of Manasseh, tribe of Simeon, Levite, Issachar, Zebulun, and Joseph, and Benjamin. Those tribes, those that are the offsprings of them that are alive right now, they're set apart for the Lord. They are not married. They have not defiled themselves. They're sanctified. They will be the voices and the witnesses called 140. These are not Jehovah Witnesses, all right? Or all of those believe that they're one of the 44,000 when there's billions of people on the earth, right? Right. No, these are people that are attached. Their bloodline is from the tribes of Israel. Their original bloodline, amen? They are alive now, and they know who they are, and at some time they will come out. When it's God's time, he will bring them out to be witnesses all over the world. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 1, chapter 18, or verse 18. Romans 1, verse 18. Glory. We there? Let's speak it. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. Now, I want to emphasize something. I am not preaching doomsday. Amen? Because we are still going to have glory day. Our glory day hasn't even really, it's not begun yet, but it's about to. But these are understanding of seals and events that are coming, that some of the seals have been broken already and partial things are happening from these seals. Not every seal will not be fully fulfilled, I truly believe, until the body of Christ is removed. But there'll be partial of that seal going on. Amen? All right. Hallelujah. Verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and in their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. That's called homosexuals, lesbians. Men with committing with what is shameful, even receiving themselves the penalty of their error, which is due, which is actually death. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, discerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice those things. So people might not be doing it, but they approve of it. They'll be judged the same way. How about everybody that's voting for a politician that promotes abortion? And they call themselves Christians. Boy, are they going to be surprised when they get before Dad. When the door was shut before them. And he says, I don't know you. Why? Because you practice lawlessness. Well, how do I practice lawlessness? I vote for people that kill God's children before coming into this world. That's why he's requiring everyone to repent. That's why you and I need to express to people, man, you need to get covered by the blood. Get that blood activated in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. And I close at Revelation 13. Verse 1. Glory. Everybody there? Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. His mouth was like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth speaking great things, blasphemous, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. And he was given a mouth, Then he opened up his mouth and in blasphemous against God, to blaspheming his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of the life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Why? Because those who are written in there know. Amen. They know. They carry the wisdom from above. They have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to follow. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here are the patience and the faith of the saints. Ooh, here are the patience of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. He exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image. Is this AI? Amen. To give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as who would not worship the image of the beast to be what? To be killed. Forced religion. He causes all both, you know, think about this. What religion forces death if you don't believe them? Muslim, Islamic. Amen. He causes all, both in small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. and that no one may buy or sell except for one who has the mark of the or the name of the beast or the number of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and the number is 666. Hallelujah. False writers. We're in that time. Things are happening. But again, we're going to watch all of this stuff happen. We're going to see the seals begin to break and open and things be released from the seals, but the fullness of the seal. Again, it's not the seal isn't punishment. It's God removing his divine restraints. You know, the way things are right now, if there wasn't any restraints, man would be killing man all over the place. That's why the Holy Spirit restrains me and you. Amen? For I kill somebody. We have to put our thoughts in restraints. Amen? And you really got to put your tongue in restraints. Like I say, the best thing to do is tie it in a bow. It looked better. But we are in this time right now. We're going to watch these things happen. But because we know we're watching it happen, we should not fear. We should be grateful that we know. Amen? And knowing that there's greater things getting ready to happen. Because the glory of God is going to be released. The body of the Lord has always told me ever since I was a baby in Christ, but we're always babies, you know? We're all his babies. Praise God. That before he comes, he's going to come through his body first. Before he does anything, he's coming through his body first. And his body will be glorified, and the world will see him in his body. That's me and you. And then he will come. But we're going to be blessed, prosperous, and victorious. Before I kill somebody. And give him all the glory. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And I pray for everyone that's heard this message that you would bring a deep understanding and a thirst and hunger, knowing that we are not called for your wrath, but we are called for rescue. So, Lord, thank you. And thank you for the release of the blessings and finances, favor, deliverance, healing, and salvation, and promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God.